This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. State lawmakers have been busy during this lame duck session. One focus has been on reforming the retirement system for public school teachers. Some Republicans want to move away completely from the old pension system. Currently, new teachers pay into a hybrid retirement plan that mixes a traditional pension alongside a 401k. But teachers hired in the future would be offered a 401k plan only under the legislation. Supporters say that will help get the enormous costs of the old pension system under control. James Holman is Assistant Director for Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He supports the new legislation. James, thanks for coming on.
Hello.
James, why is this legislation necessary?
The state's defined benefit pension plan has been mismanaged for a generation. It's been underfunded in 33 out of the past 34 years. They continue to promise benefits now and have future taxpayers pay for it.
These bills would put new teachers of the future into a defined contribution plan, a 401k. How would that reduce some of those outstanding unfunded liabilities that exist today?
So it contains the ability to rack up continued unfunded liabilities. So we have the promises, we need to pay them, but the assumptions that we use to try and pay for the put money aside to pay for those benefits have gone awry. They haven't generated the money necessary to pay for the promises you're earning, and this is costing districts billions. So the way that you fix that is either by changing your assumptions or moving to a system that doesn't require these assumptions, and that's what this bill would do.
Governor Snyder has said that that the current hybrid system is working well in his view. Why change that system right now?
Because the hybrid system carries the same underfunding risk of the older systems. It uses slightly better assumptions. However, right now it barely has enough money to pay for the benefits that employees have earned, and it's only existed during good times. These pension funds are supposed to be fully funded in both good times and in bad.
These changes being discussed would affect teachers in the future. What about those huge unfunded liability costs that exist today? What should be done to reduce that level of unfunded liabilities, which I think is close to $27 billion?
So the state already has a plan to pay those unfunded liabilities off. They're going to pay them off over 21 years, increasing their payments into the system by 3.5% per year. And that's, of course, if everything goes well. It's going to be managing this liability is going to be a huge risk, but you don't have to change your amortization if you change the plan that new members are going to get.
James Holman is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, nice to have you on.
Thanks for calling me.
Many teachers and superintendents in Michigan oppose this legislation. Among other things, they point to the potential costs of making this change. Mike Hill is superintendent of the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District, and he joins us right now to talk. Mike, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
What are your main concerns with this legislation?
Numerous concerns. And first of all, that this is being rushed through during a lame duck session of our state Senate, and it really is disappointing. And we went through 4 years ago in 2012, the legislature made reforms to the MIPSRS, our school retirement system, and they went to a pension plus plan or a hybrid plan that currently right now, 4 years later, has no liability. And that was just 4 short years ago that reform took place, and that is working. Now, do we still have the unfunded liability from the previous system? Yes, but we are working to draw that down. So the future of education is in a real question mark right now for us to be able to attract and retain the best and brightest citizens to work with our students now and into the future, because many are questioning, do I really want to go into education? It seems like there's been a lot of fingers pointed and reforms pointed that are anti-public education, and that concern is one that we take very, very seriously. The third issue is the costs. The costs that we're hearing to move to a totally defined contribution plan for new hires after June 30th, 2017 are significant. And what we're hearing is immediately there would be costs to local school districts through the school aid fund upwards to $216 million immediately that would come out of the school aid fund. That equates to $140 per student in terms of an added cost or a deduct that school districts would have to bear in a time where our school districts are very challenged.
What have you heard from new teachers about the current hybrid system? Is it popular? Do people like it? Do people have mixed feelings?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of teachers that have been hired educators over the last 4 years, and that was a big change. But I think once you come into that, they understand that it's a combination of defined contribution on their part and defined benefit on the employer's part. So that hybrid pension plus plan seems to be working. But the good thing is, as I mentioned, right now there's no unfunded liability within the hybrid plan, so that is building up. And the discussion during lame duck is to throw that plan out. Obviously, those that have been within it for 4 years would be grandfathered in, just like others that are within the old MIPSERS plan. So, we're trying to get used to that right now. And all of a sudden, here we go 4 years later, another quick change, and that's what's raising a lot of eyebrows and a lot of questions regarding the rationale for that.
Mike Hill is superintendent of the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District. Mike, thanks for making time.
Yeah, thank you, and take care.